Everybody, welcome to a very warm weather.
再次欢迎大家，今天天气很炎热，大家还是来到
当中。But do take care of yourself in the next 3 days, six four days.
接下来几天天气都会照常炎热，请大家务必在炎热当中要照顾好自己的身体。
I hear it could reach 38 degrees.
哦，真的可能会到38度的高温。
On Wednesday,
大家一定要注意避暑哈。
So make sure you have plenty of ice.
大家要保持足够的水哈，
yes.
要降暑避寒避暑。
If you have dogs and cats, make sure you keep them cool.
家里有宠物的也务必要照顾好他们。
Anyway, Hallelujah.
哈利路亚，感谢赞美主。
Okay, today I would like to talk to you about what are you sowing.
今天我跟大家分享的主题是说我们在播种什么。
I know that many of us have heard many sermons concerning sowing and reaping.
可能大家听过很多类似讲到关于说撒种跟收获。
Now and then we need to remind ourselves, what are we sowing?
但是今天我们要来仔细的反省我们播什么样的种呢？
Please don't just hear the message and then just go home and do exactly the same thing.
大家切记不要说在教会听了道以后然后回到家还是该干嘛干嘛。
Because what you are sowing today has to do with how you are spending your time and what are you prioritizing in your life.
我们播什么样的种取决于我们如何来优先的排序我们的时间我们的生活。
You know, into our world today,
在我们当今的世界社会当中
with the internet, we are connected to so many people.
那么通过网络我们给各种各样的人保持连接。
We could quite easily occupy our time by doing nothing.
我们很多时候在无所事事当中就消磨了时间。
And just on the...
就拿着手机刷短视频就过了很多时间。
But what are we... But just by doing this, you are sowing.
很多时候我们在刷手机的时候我们其实就在撒一个种了。
In Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 to 8, it says, Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows in his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life.
加拉太书六章七到八节说不要自欺神是轻慢不得的因为人种什么他收也是什么顺从肉体撒种的必从肉体收败坏顺着圣灵撒种的必从圣灵收永生
For everybody in this world including Christians and non-believers
那么在这世上活的每一个人包括信主的和不信主的
We all have two fields to sow
我们在这个世上有两个田地去撒种。
One is the flesh field.
一个就是肉身的肉体的这个田地。
And one is the spirit field.
另外就是这个圣灵的田地。
Here Paul is warning the Galatians.
这里保罗在警告加拉太的教会。
Do not be deceived.
不要自欺。
It means don't deceive yourself.
就说不要自欺欺人。
Don't think this is something you can just overlook and ignore.
就说不是什么事情你可以很轻慢的觉得没什么大不了的可以一笔带过的。
Just like gravity, when you jump from a tall building, you will fall to the ground because it is a law.
就好像有这个重力的定律如果我们从楼上跳下去的话那么一定会往下掉。
And as long as you are a human being,You have to obey that law. That law will affect you.
那么只要你是人活在这个地上你就会受这个重心引力的律法的限制。
And so sowing and reaping is a law.
所以这个撒种跟收种也是一个定律。
So don't be deceived saying, oh, it won't affect me.
不要自欺欺人觉得这个东西不会影响到我。
But the truth is, it will.
但是真理是你实实在在会被这个影响到。
100% it willaffect you.
百分之百会影响到你。
Whether you are believer or non-believer, it will affect you.
不管你今天是信徒也好还是非信徒都会影响到你。
The difference is, as a believer, we have a choice.
作为信徒呢我们有一个选择。
We have a knowledge.
我们有这个知识。
We have a revelation.
我们有从神来的启示。
We've been enlightened in our minds.
我们在我们神光照了我们的意念。
By the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵。
That we can also sow. In the Spirit.
我们今天也可以借着圣灵来撒种。
In this world, if we do not have Christ, we can only sow in the field of the flesh.
如果在世上活着，我们不认识神，我们没有的血呢，只有顺从肉体来撒种。
Don't be deceived.
一定不要被欺骗哦。
Whatever you sow,
不管你今天撒什么种
，you will reap.
你一定会在这个方面有收成。
That's the law.
这就是个定律。
Amen.
Amen.
And God is not mocked.
神是轻慢不得的。
In other words, we cannot.Live as though God is not around.
所以换言之，我们不要去忽略神，好像掩耳盗铃。
We cannot just ignore what He says.
我们不可以去轻忽神所说的这一切。
Ultimately, it is God who is the judge, and He will have to implement that law.
最终，神有主权来审判一切，他会来用这个律定律来审判我们。
God is not mocked.
神是轻慢不得的。
Nobody can say it won't happen to me.
没有一个人可以自欺欺人说啊，这个东西不会在我身上发生。
I don't believe this will happen to me.
我不相信这个会在我身上发生。
Will
一定会发生的。
Because this is a law.
因为这是一个定律。
Amen.
Amen.
If you sow a good seed,
如果我们撒一个好的种子
，by law you will reap a good harvest.
那么按照这个定律，你一定有一个好收成。
If you sow a bad seed.
相反，如果你撒一个坏的种子
，By law，
靠着这个定律
，You will reap a bad harvest。
那么无可置疑，你一定也会收个坏的收成。
And that is why, brothers and sisters, while sometimes, you know, I remember when I became a believer, I was 18 years old.
所以当我自己刚刚信主的时候，我才18岁。
And after I became a Christian for a while,
后来信主一段时间以后
，I said.Oh, if only I knew I can't do this, I can't do that. I should have done it all before I was 18.
但是我常常想说，如果在早一点的时候知道我可以做这个，不可以做这个的时候，那就好了。
And I remember a friend of mine who I shared a room. He said, "You know, Joshua, I have the same thought."
但是我记得跟我一起同居的那个室友，他说我跟你同样的想法。我们早知道这一事情就好了。
He's worse than me. He said, "In fact, I just want to ask God to allow me to be a non-Christian for a week."
他说当时他说更严重，他说我其实希望神让我倒回去不做基督徒一个星期。
And I said to this guy, you're crazy.
说你疯了吧。
Yes, there's certain things I want to do now.
他说有些事情我想作为以非基督徒的身份来做，现在做。
But I can't.
但是我知道太晚了，不能做了。
And I believe many Christians probably have that thought.
可能我们当中很多人都有过类似的想法。
But I'm glad I'm not doing that.
但庆幸的是，我们没有把这个想法实行出来。
Even if I do not know Jesus, what I do in the first 18 years will affect me for the rest of my life.
就算我不认识基督，但是在我没认识主之前的18年发生的事，都会影响我之后的生活。
Even after being a Christian, you are still reaping some of the things that you have done before you are a Christian.
就算我们信主以后，其实我们之后的生活都会受着我们信主之前我们所撒的种子的影响。
The only difference is when we become a Christian, the Holy Spirit is with us to overcome the effects of those bad seeds that we have sown.
唯一不同的是，当我们信主以后，圣灵内住在里面，那么圣灵能帮助我们去胜过我们之前撒的这个坏种子的那个坏收成。
To give us the wisdom to overcome some of the problems that we have created from the past.
那么圣灵会给我们智慧来帮助我们去处理我们之前那些种子所带来的这个坏的影响。
If you murder someone before you became a Christian and you enter into jail, you're still going to be in jail when after you become a Christian.
所以就比如说你在信主之前你当然犯了杀人罪，那么你要接受这个审判啊，要判进监狱受刑，那么你信了主也是要受刑。
It is a law.
因为这个律法是这样要求的。
It happens to all of us.
那么我们每个人都要受这个律法的约束。
And so, with that knowledge, I am glad I didn't do those things.
所以就是因为有这样的认知。
Before I was 18.
那至少在我信主之前，我没有做那些不该做的事。
Hallelujah. It is God's grace to protect your life.
所以是神恩典来保守我们。
Amen. Because God has a better life for us.
因为神有给我们一个更好的生命。
You see,When we are living in this world while we are young, we feel like as a Christian we're missing out on a lot of fun.
那么当我们还年轻的时候，我们觉得做基督徒活在这个世上，好像我们因为要守一些东西，来错过了很多有趣的事。
Missing out on a lot of things that other people are enjoying because they're non-believers.
好像我们不能做很多那些好像非信徒他们做的好像看似很有趣的事情。
You may think you're missing out on a temporary pleasure.
你可能觉得你错过那些短暂的愉悦。
But all the world is doing keeps sowing into their lives.
但是那些世界所做的不断的在肉身的肉体撒种的东西。
The people that are having fun today will eventually reap.
他们那些现今看着在那边享受那个肉体的生活。
And they wonder why when they reach 40 or 50 years old, this is happening to my marriage, this is going on, this is happening to my life.
但是他们没有想到当初年轻时候撒的种在他们进入中年40岁50岁的时候会在他们各样的关系当中彰显出来那个收成那个果效。
Because this is harvest time.
因为那个时候就是收成的时候了。
Some seeds are very, when you sow quickly becomes a harvest, some will take many years.
有些可能撒种立竿见影就会看到那个收成，有些会经过一些年日才会看到那个收成。
But whatever happens, you will reap the harvest.
但不管经历多长时间，你都一定会要看到那个收成。
And that is why some people, even after a Christian, you still have certain things bothering you.
所以就是有我们的有些生命当中有些事情，过了很长时间仍然在影响我们。
Rather than saying, please take it away, let it go away, ask the Holy Spirit to give you strength to overcome, because every problem has a solution.
所以与其跟神祷告说神那把这些问题拿走我们祷告求圣灵给我们智慧来如何的解决这些问题和困难
So we can actually envy the world and say I'm missing out on the fun I should be doing this and doing that When you look on the social media Why am I not doing that?
看到我们与其去羡慕这个世界看到那些人他们享受这个肉体的短暂的愉悦看到社交媒体他们做各样看似有趣的事情
Because they're sowing into the flesh
但是不要忘记，他们现在做的正是在肉体当中撒种。
Here it says, whatever you sow in the flesh, you will reap corruption. It will corrupt your life.
圣经明明告诉我们，顺从肉体撒种的，一定会从肉体收败坏。
That's why when you're born in a Christian family, life may seem boring, etc. No, your parents are helping you to sow good seeds.
所以有时候我们在基督徒家庭出生的孩子们，可能看见你生命好像很平淡无味但是你的父母在帮助你来撒一个好种子。
You are sowing into your eternity.
你是在为了永恒来撒种。
Amen.
Amen.
We Christians, the things that we do might seem boring, but you're sowing into your eternity.
那时候基督徒做的事情看似很乏味、很枯燥，但是你在为永恒在撒种。
Because God is not mocked.
因为神是轻慢不得的。
If we choose to sow into the flesh, you will reap a harvest in the flesh.
如果我们选择顺从肉体撒种，一定会在肉体受败坏。
And it will affect your life.
那么之后一定会影响到你的生活。
In a negative way.
是一种负面的、消极的影响。
You see, whatever you sow, whatever seed you plant, is what you will grow.
不管我们撒什么种，一定会有个收成。
You cannot sow apple seeds and expect oranges.
你不可以种一个苹果的种子，然后期待你会收梨子。
You sow apples.
你种了苹果，撒苹果的种。
You will have apples.
那么你就会得到一个苹果树。
You sow in the flesh, you will reap in the flesh.
你在肉体撒种，就一定会在肉体收成。
You cannot sow in the flesh and reap in the spirit.
你不可能顺从肉体撒种，然后期待在圣灵里面。
You cannot sow corruption and expect God to bless you.
你不可能在败坏当中撒种，然后期待神会给你大祝福。
Amen.There is no such a thing. So, whatever you sow is whatever you will reap.
所以这样的事情不会发生。我们一定是种什么收什么。
We may feel that we're missing out on opportunities.
可能很多时候我们觉得我们错失了一些好像看似好的机会。
Sometimes when we're at work, we feel like cheating.
那时候在工作上呢，我们觉得我们要去欺骗人。
We feel like we should take shortcuts.
我觉得我们好像看学别人要走一些捷径。
We feel like we should stab someone in the back.
我们觉得我们好像效法别人从背后
If you stab someone in the back, 10 other people will stab on your back.
那么就是好
处。Because the harvest is always greater than what you do.
因为很多时候你在后面说别人坏话，做说坏事的话，你可能会有这样更大的一个十倍的收成。
You'll see one act will give you multiple acts.
你的一个行为可能导致你会收十倍这样的一个行为。
When you plant one seed, you always get more.
就好像你撒一颗种子，但是你的收成是远远大过你的撒种。
Never be tempted to do to sow into the flesh.
一定不要被引诱去在肉体当中撒种。
Even if you feel, hey, I'm going to miss out on an opportunity.
就算你觉得你好像在工作职场上你错过了一些看似好的机会。
You know, nowadays people are so in hurry because they have to invest, they have to do this, they have to do that. They all live like Hong Kong people.
所以在现今社会当中，人们大都是急心功利、急心功利、功利的，很想很快达成这个达到一些机会。
Everything has to be very, very quick.
大家都很想速成班。
Just in case we lose out.
就像说，免得我们好像被挤到排挤在外了。
Sometimes good decisions may require you to say no.
很多时候，一个好的决定需要我们去说不。
You may have to say no to a good job opportunity.
你可能对一个看似好的工作机会说不。
You may have to say no to something.
你可能会对一些事情说不。
And miss out on that opportunity.
看似你错失了一些机会。
Because if you take it up,
因为但是如果你拿了这样的机会的话
it will cost you a lot more.
可能会给你，你会付上很大一个代价。
Amen.
嗯。
John Stott says, John Stott, a famous, well-known teacher, Anglican teacher.
有一个神学的教师，他曾经说过
Sow a thought.
他说我们在一个思想当中撒种
Reap an act.
那么就是在行为上有一个收成。
Sow an act, reap a habit.
他说你在行为上撒种的话，那么你就会有收成一个好的习惯，一个收成一个习惯。
Sow a habit.
他说你在一个习惯上撒种
，reap a character.
那么你就会在一个性情上面有一个收成。
Sow a character.
你在性情上撒种的话
，reap a destiny.
那么你就会在你最终的一个目的当中收成。
All starts with a thought.
所以这一切都从一个小小的思想意念开始。
The thought is a seed.
所以你的意念就是那个种子。
See, many good habits or bad habits, whether you sow to the flesh or sow to the spirit, begins with a thought. Shall I do this?
所以有时候一个好的习惯一个坏的习惯甚至一个好的行为都是从一个好意念开始
Something that you keep thinking about
一个你一直在想的事情我该不该做这个呢
The more you think about it in the flesh The more you want to do it in the flesh
如果你越是靠着肉体在思想的话可能你就会在肉体上有这个行为
Until it becomes an obsession
那么直到在你肉体当中形成一种、哦、你特别想做事
And you act upon it
然后你接着你的行为就彰显出来
It becomes a habit
然后这个行为变成带出一种习惯
Then it becomes part of your character.
那么这个习惯会导致变成你的一种性情
And then you lose your destiny.
然后就是因为这种性情导致你错失了你的人生目的
And have a new destiny.
那么你变成一个新的一个目的了
Amen. It all begins with a thought.
所以这一切的发生都是从意念开始
I don't need to read the Bible.
哦、oh, 我不需要读圣经
I don't need to pray.
我不需要祷告
I don't need to obey God in this.
我也不一定要按照神说的来做。
I don't need to go to church.
我也不需要去教会。
Why?
为什么
？Let me just enjoy.
哎，我就是享受我的生活就好了。
It begins with a thought.
就是从一个小小的意念开始。
Then it becomes a habit. It becomes an act. It becomes a habit.
所以当你这样想的话，你就不就这样做了。你做了，慢慢就变成习惯了。
Part of your character.
那么这种习惯又变成你的一种性情了。
Then it determines your destiny.
你这样的一个个性就决定了你将来的一个目的。
Let me just read this again. Sow a thought.
所以就我再给他讲一遍哈，我们在一个意念当中撒种。
Reap an act.
那么就形成一个收成一个行为。
Sow an act.
那么在行为上撒种。
Reap a habit.
你就收成一个习惯。
Sow a habit.
你在习惯上撒种。
Reap a character.
那么在一个性情上有收成。
Sow a character.
那你在一个性情上撒种
Reap a destiny
你就会在你的目的上有收成
Seed the thought is very important
所以我们这个意念的这个种子非常重要
Amen
Amen
You know it may all start from I'm a bit tired today I don't want to go to church
可能 一切的开始都源于那个小小的思想说哦，今天有点累不想去教会
It's all right, God still loves me.
哎，没关系啦，我一次不去，神还是爱我的。
And then it happens again.
然后呢，可能到下一周，同样的想法又出现了。
And then you act upon it.
啊，然后我就顺从这个想法，有这个行为了。
And then it happens again.
然后又接而再，再而三的发生。
Then it becomes a habit, not going to church.
然后就习惯了停止聚会。
And then when it becomes a habit, you become a Christian that don't go to church.
所以当你习惯了不去教会的话，那你就变成一个不去教会聚会的基督徒了。
Because I can talk to Jesus directly.
因为你觉得，哎，我可以跟耶稣直接对话呀，为什么要去教会？
I can just attend online.
我可以在网上参加聚会呀。
But you don't realize you're missing out.
但是你没有意识到你有错失了。
When we are actually sowing something in the flesh, we don't realize what we're missing out in the spirit.
很多时候，当我们开始在肉体中撒种有些行为的时候，我们不意识不到我们在灵里面有错过怎么样的一个收成。
No matter how much you stay away from church, you feel tired.
不管你有没有去教会，你其实你都觉得很累。
When I do that, I feel it doesn't matter how many Sundays I take off, I always feel tired.
很多时候不管我走住主日多少个主日没有去教会，但是我还是觉得累。
Because what you really need is an encounter with God to strengthen you.
因为你真的需要的是里面灵里面与神的相遇，然后让你重新得力。
Can do it.
你可以做到。
You can do it for decades and decades and you're still full of energy.
你可以就是十几二十年都日复一日的来去教会，但是你而且是非常强有力量的。
When it becomes part of your character, then the enemy has stolen your destiny.
如果你停止惯的话，那么仇敌就会偷取你的神里面的目的。
Amen. 嗯。Let me tell you something.
让我告诉大家一些事。
When we used to be in the Well Center, I had a very strange experience one Sunday morning in the service.
我记得我们还在 Well Center 聚会的时候，有一个主日呢，我有一个非常奇特的经历。
And I still remember Betty was playing the piano.
我记得当时 Betty 牧师在弹钢琴。
And she was just playing the piano before the service starts.
但是在聚会开始之前呢 ，Betty 在那边弹琴。
And I used to sit on that side.
但是我坐在那个前排座位。
Betty was playing piano on this side.
然后 Betty 在这一边弹琴敬
拜。And I was just closing my eyes and meditating, just waiting upon the Lord, while everybody chit chatting.
但是我就是闭上眼睛在默想来等候神的同在，然后其他弟兄姊妹可能就是在见面聊天。
Suddenly I was in a vision.
那突然我看到一个异象。
And it was so powerful.
但是那个异象非常有能力。
And suddenly Betty was there, but she was somehow dressed in white.
但是异象当中我看到Betty 就是
Betty, still playing the piano.
但是 Betty 还在那边弹琴，但是我看到她好像穿了一件白色衣服。
And then on the stage, it was a huge being.
然后当时在那个台上面站了一个非常大的一个形体。
A huge being, like you know, like a big Buddha.
就好像一个极大的一个雕像。
But it wasn't a big Buddha. It was the Lord sitting on his throne, waiting.
那并不是菩萨那个样子，但是我看到是个主坐在他的宝座上。
And I saw angels standing, big angels standing next to his throne.
然后我看到那个巨大的那个天使站在那个宝座旁。
While Betty was still playing.
但 Betty 当时还在弹琴。
And then I saw our congregation not in the World Center, but somewhere else.
但当时我们
where God is.
但是我们看到我们的会众好像就脱离了那个教会的那个环境，我们去到好像一个与神同在的地方。
This is what shocked me.
当时我看到有点很震惊。
This was 10 minutes before the service start.
这当时是在聚会开始十分钟之前发生的事。
God was waiting for the start of the service.
所以让我看到神在等待聚会的开始。
He was excited.
神已经非常迫不及待地等候我们。
Wanting to hear our worship.
想听来领受我们的敬拜。
That's why we need to be here.
所以为什么我们需要再来到教会当中
？Because we will encounter the Lord.
因为在这里我们能与神相遇。
You may feel that you're sitting in East Ham, but in the spirit, you are in the heavenly places.
你觉得你好像只是坐在这个教会这个建筑物这边
，And we are in the heavenly places, we're encountering the Lord.
但是我们其实坐在属天的一个同在当中，来与神相遇。
If He is such a busy God, He can still wait. He can't wait for the beginning of the service. So can we.
所以如果他是如此一个至高的神，他都在救会之前迫不及待来等待我们的时候，那为什么我们不能做到呢？
You never find the Lord saying, "Oh, I'm a bit tired today. I won't come to the temple."
你想想，神会说这句话说啊、哦，我今天有点累，我今天不要去这个殿里面去见他们了。
Because there is a reason. Because otherwise, there is a reason. As we sow in the spirit, we will reap a harvest.
因为有一个定律，就是我们在灵里撒种，就一定会有一个收成。
That is why it is not a waste of time coming to church.
所以来教会一定不是一个浪费时间的事情。
That is why sowing seems as though we're wasting our time. When you sow into your garden, it feels as though you're wasting your time.
所以有的时候我们觉得说，好像撒种是一件浪费时间的事情，就好像你在你的花园里面撒种。
And I remember, right, when I was trying to repair my lawn.
我记得我在当时在修整我的那个草地的时候。
I bought these very expensive seeds because they promise these seeds are good for grass.
当时我买了一些非常好品种的那个草种来修复我的草地。
And for years I've been sowing and sowing and sowing and nothing happens.
所以我花了很长的时间一直在撒那个草种，一直在撒。
And so I feel disheartened.
然后当时我的心呢，啊，很沮丧。
Until this year,
直到今年
I decided to buy some new seeds.
然后我说再买一些新的种子
And I sowed into the lawn.
然后呢继续在草地上撒种
These seeds, they grow.
然后这次买的那个种子真的就长出来了
And when I began to see the little shoots come out,
然后看到那个刚刚发出来那个草苗的时候
Joy filled my heart.
哇当时我的心里呢蛮有喜乐
What was the difference?
那有什么不同呢
It feels as though, see, when we sow seeds, we can't see anything happen because maybe there's something wrong with the seed. Maybe it is not the right time. Something is happening, but not happening. We feel as though we're wasting our time.
就像我们撒种的时候，当我们看不到有任何的生命出来的迹象的时候，我们就会很被挫败。
It's like coming to church, praying every day, as though we were wasting our time doing our devotion. It seems like we're wasting our time.
就好像我们每周来教会，我也祷告，我也读经，我也灵修，我做了该做的事情，好像我暂时没有看到任何事情发生，我是不是浪费我自己的时间呢
？But something's happening when we sow in the spirit.
但是我们一定要相信，我们的灵里面一定有所发生。
Because this is a law.
因为这是个定律，一定会有收成。
You will reap.
你一定会有收成。
I remember in 1987, between 86 and 87, I decided.I'm going to spend 1 hour worshiping the Lord every single day.
我记得在1986年的87年之间呢，我当时下定心志说我要每天花一个小时时间来敬拜神。
And I remember even my nephew was laughing at me, Uncle Joshua, why you keep singing the same song for a whole year?
但是我记得我的侄子他常常取笑我说啊，说Joshua, 他说为什么你一天都唱同一首？那就是因为我只会弹这首歌，在吉他上这首歌。
Every day I sang as the deer pants for the water.
每天我都唱如鹿渴慕溪水这首歌。
I keep singing the same song without fail. Every day I was singing.
我每天都唱同一首歌，因为只会弹这首歌。
And literally after 1 year,
真的整整一年之后
，I encountered God.
我真的就遇见神了。
Amen. It's the only time I actually saw him.
这就是唯一的一次我真的亲眼见到神。
And I tell you, brothers and sisters, my reaction when I saw God was I was scared to death.
但是那一次我见到神的时候，我真的吓死我了。
And you're so happy.
当然也很兴奋，很开心。
God is awesome.
是神啊，你是太奇妙了。
And this is terrifying at the same time.
但是同时让我们很敬畏的神。
Until we encounter Him, we don't realize what we are doing.
就是直到我们见他面的时候，我们都没有意识到我们在做什么。
We don't realize that eternity is real.
我们没有意识到原来永恒是如此。
And that what I do,
如此真实的一件事。
What I do now is important for my tomorrow.
就是我今天做的事情，一个决定对我明天都如此重要。
And that is why we got to carry on doing the boring stuff.
这就是为什么我们要继续做那看似很无聊的事情。
Pray every day, read every day, pray, talk to God, worship Him.
所以要继续做那无聊的事，祷告、读经、跟神交通、有团契。
Because you're sowing in the spirit.
因为你在灵里面继续的撒种。
And you will encounter him.
你有一天你一定会遇见他。
And he can bless your family.
他会祝福你的家庭。
Amen. If you sow in faith.
如果凭信心来撒种。
One day you may need that faith.
有一天你真的很需要这个信心。
Amen. You may keep laughing at brothers and sisters who believe in healing.
你可能笑笑取笑那些哦相信医治人。
Oh, why are you spending your time keep praying for people nobody's getting healed?
你说哦，你为什么花这么多时间为天为人祷告？那没有人得医治啊。
But if we keep on doing it, our faith will keep rising.
但是如果我们不断的去相信去祷告的话，那我们的信心会增长。
Until one day when we are struck with a terminal disease.You will be so glad somebody in church believes in healing.
可能直到有一天你自己得了一种绝症的时候，你很庆幸在教会有些人他们真的有信心相信医治。
You'll be so glad that you have faith because of when your children need you.
所以当你孩子需要你的时候，你很庆幸神有给你这样的信心，你有这样的信心。
Amen. 嗯。Several times I have seen what happened to my children.But because we sow faith into their lives.
就真的我人生中有好几次我看到我孩子他们需要我们有信心的时候。
Because everyone will have a difficult day.
因为每个人人生中都会经历一些困难的时候。
You'll be so glad there is a harvest to reap called faith.
所以你很会
when you need it.
当你遇到困难的时候你很庆幸你之前有撒下这个信心的种子。
Amen.
那个时候你就收成了。
Amen. And that is why brothers and sisters it says,When we sow in the Spirit, we will reap in the Spirit, reap eternal life, things that are eternal.
所以这就是我们顺从圣灵撒种的话，必从圣灵收永生，这是永恒价值的事。
The Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit will grow in our lives if we keep sowing love, if we keep praying to the Holy Spirit, if we keep trusting in God, if we keep obeying God, if we keep walking with God.
所以我们如果我们继续在爱中撒种，我们继续的在信靠神当中撒种，继续的在顺服圣灵撒种的时候，我们就一定会有收成。
People might say to you, why you keep going to church? Why you keep praying? Why you keep doing this? Because I'm going to reap in the spirit.
因为有人会质疑你，为什么你一直去教会，一直你祷告，你相信这个，相信那个，但是你说我相信我在永恒当中有收成。
Amen. Because this is where.These spiritual activities what really counts in life.
因为这些属灵的操练在我们生命当中是有益的。
God is not mocked.
神是轻慢不得的。
Amen. And it says in verse 9 and 10, And let us not grow weary of doing good. For in due season we will reap if you do not give up. So then we have opportunity. Let us do good to everyone.And especially those who are of the household of faith.
这里加拉太书六章九到十节接着说我们行善不可丧志如果若不灰心到了适当的时候就有收成所以一有机会就要向众人行善向信徒一家的人更要这样。
Sometimes as a Christian, you get fed up of doing good.
很多时候作为基督徒你觉得啊想做很多善事已经。
Especially when people take advantage of you.
特别有人在好像去利用我们的善心。
How many times have all of us experienced when you try and be kind to someone, they just slap you in the face later on in life?
可能很多人这样的经历，当你常以善心来对待他们的时候，他们去进来去背叛你，对你不好。
Sometimes when we sow in the spirit, it seems as though it's pointless, and sometimes it actually can hurt us.
而是我们可能在善行上面撒种的时候看似好像结不出果子甚至是背道而驰的话。
I spend all this time in church, I sacrifice all these things, and this is what I get, is a lot of problems.
所以就觉得我在教会做很多善事啊牺牲了自己很多时间和精力但是我却收了很多的困难。
But Paul says to you and me,
但是保罗对你我今天这样说
Don't become tired of doing good.
他说我们行善不可丧志。
I may not be good.
可能我们并不够好
But God tells me to do good things.
但是神要教导我们要行善
To live in righteousness.
要做一个行一个公义的生活
Amen.、嗯、That's why Paul was telling us, don't stop doing good things.
所以保罗告诉我们不行善不可丧志
He said eventually.
所以他说到最后最终
With the seeds that you sow.
你所撒下这个善的种子
They will eventually give you a good harvest.
这个种子最后一定会给你一个好的收成
So young people, I'm telling you, now you're young, you've got a decision. Sow into the spirit Or you want to be like everybody else and sow into the flesh.
所以对年轻人来说，现在可能正是一个好的时候，你要做选择，是在灵里面撒种呢，还是在肉体当中撒种？
And those of us who are older can tell you, sow in the spirit as priority.
所以对那些我们上了年纪的，我们给你的忠言就说，一定要把说在圣灵当中撒种作为一个优先。
The world is always changing.
因为这世界总是千变万化。
But in the spirit with God.You can always overcome any difficulty that you face in 20, 30, 50 years' time.
所以但是在灵里面我们的得胜会帮助我们在未来十年、二十年所遇到的困难去胜过。
The Bible always works.
圣经总是行得通。
The Holy Spirit is never changing.
圣灵总是不变的。
Amen? And that is why don't be tired of sowing into the Spirit.
所以一定不要停止去在善心当中去撒种。
Do good things.
一定要去行善。
Because in season.
因为到了时候。
When the time comes.
当这个时候来的时候。
You will get your harvest.
你就会有你的收成。
There's a condition.
当然有一个条件。
If you don't give up.
这个条件就是如果你不灰心。
How many times have we tried to give up?
有多少次我们真的是想要做到放弃了呢?
How many times have I said to Suzanne, I'm giving up?
有多少次我对我的太太说，哎，我受够了，我放弃了。
I had enough with this congregation.
我对这些人真的是受够了。
Next week I'm going to go and get my broom. I'm going to go to church with my broom. 我的扫把。
下周我要拿一把扫把去教会。
And I'm going to, if I have machine gun, we'll go there with my machine gun.
我买一个机关枪去教会。
You understand, brothers and sisters, sometimes we could get so fed up.
很多时候我们真的是很觉得那种受够了感受。
How many times have you cell leaders said, right, you cellership leaders, I'm going to tell Joshua next week I had enough, no more.
我们有多少小组长会说啊，我下周跟 Joshua 告状，我受够了，我不干了。
I'm going to shut my cell group.
我要把我小组关了。
Amen? But you carry on.
但是有时候你还是重振旗鼓，继续带领。
Because in season you will reap a harvest.
那你知道到的时候你一定会有收成。
If you do not give up.
一定，如果你不放弃、不灰心的话
，Everyone say to yourself, "I won't give up."
大家都说我们不要，我不可放弃。
Sowing in the spirit is walking with God.
那我们在圣灵当中撒种，就是与神同行。
Sowing in the spirit means doing everything that the Bible recommend me to do.
那么顺从在圣灵当中撒种，就是我们去顺服神的话语，照着圣经的话语教导去做。
Spending time with the Lord.
那我们花时间与神。
Amen. We have a choice.
我们有一个选择。
We have plenty of time.
我们有足够多的时间。
Plenty of time.
真的有很多的时间。Amen.
Just 1 hour, half an hour with the Lord will can change your life forever.
每天半个小时、一个小时来与神同在，都会改变你的生命。
Because you don't know what happens when you pray.
因为你不知道当你祷告的时候会发生怎样的事情。
When you worship,
当你去敬拜神的时候。
And like a testimony I just told you, I didn't realize on the Sunday morning, wow, even though we're standing in the World Center, in the spirit, we're actually in the heavenlies.
其实当时我刚刚大家分享那个见证是我们在 World Center, 我们是在一个地方但是其实我们同在是跟在属灵那个同在当中。
And the amazing thing is, God was listening to Betty playing.
但是很奇妙的是
Betty 在弹琴 And I still remember I couldn't see his face but I could see him a little bit like this
所以我记得当时我看不清他的面相但是我感觉他好像在很享受听我们弹琴的敬拜
Waiting and listening
他在等候并且在聆听
While everybody's chatting
其他弟兄姊妹可能还在闲聊当中
So in other words 10 minutes before the service people are chatting you're chatting in the heavenly places
但是我可能他们的机会前十分钟你在只是好像无意中的闲聊但是你在属天的同在
I'm not sure whether he's listening to Betty or listening to what's going on.
我不知道他是听那个敬拜的声音呢，还是听我们的那个闲聊呢？
Amen. It happened to me two or three times with vision like that. Wow, it's incredible.
其实我有两三次这样的那种异象的经历。
In other words, right now, God is probably listening.
这个时候可能神也在聆听。
Either he's going.
或者他在很点头赞许，
对 ，Oh, he's going,
yes.
No.
或者他说，我不认同。
I hope he's going, 对。
我希望他是很赞许我们所说的
，Amen. Because we're sowing in the Spirit.
但愿我们在圣灵当中撒种。
In Matthew chapter 16, verse 26, For what will profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeit his soul? Or what shall a man give in return for his soul?
马太福音十六章二十六节说：“人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？”
Here is a scripture that Jesus is referring to somebody who only ever sows and put effort into this world and in their flesh.
所以这里耶稣用这个经文 来提醒那些只是把自己所有的时间和精力来撒种在这个世界和肉体里面的人。
Amen. They put 24 hours a day into the world, trying to do this and trying to do that. And they won't even spend 1 minute with the Lord.
他把那些所有的20一天24小时所有的时间精力才干都放在来赚取这个世界上面，但却不肯花一分钟时间来到神面前。
Eventually, you will reap what you sow.
最终你撒什么种，你就会有什么样的收成。
Amen. There is a third field. Remember, I said.One field is called the flesh. One field is called the spirit. There's a third field.
记得刚刚我讲说有两个田地，一个田地是肉体的田地，一个是灵圣灵的田地。那么这里的第三个田地。
This field is called the kingdom of God.
那么这个田地叫称为神的国。
And there is a difference.
那么这有个不同。
With the flesh and the spirit, if when you sow, you will reap.It's personal.
那么这刚刚两个田地，一个肉体，一个圣灵，是光那个收成是关乎我们的。
And it's guaranteed that you will reap.
那么这个是绝对有保证，你一定有收成的。
The same person that sowed, the same person will reap.
谁撒种，谁就收成。
But in the kingdom of God, it's slightly different.
那么关乎这个第三个田地，神的国度呢有所不同。
The person who sow may not be the person who reap.
就说你撒种，但是不一定是你来收成。
Because God sees the reaper and the sower as one.
因为神把这个撒种的和收成的人看似一个人。
And so in John chapter 4 verse 36, it says, Already one who reaps is receiving wages and gathering fruit from eternal life so that the sower and reaper may rejoice together.
约翰福音四章三十六节讲，收割的人已经得工钱，为永生储蓄五谷，使撒种的和收割的一同快乐。
And then verse 37, 38 say, For here the saying holds true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap for which you did not labor. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor.
那么接着三十七节讲，那人撒种，这人收割，这话可见是真的。我猜你们去收你们所没有辛劳的，别人辛苦，你们享受他们辛劳的成果。
Here in the kingdom of God，
这里是指神的国度。
Sowing and reaping may be from a different person。
那么这里所在关于神国里面的收割和撒种和收割是不同人
activities，
是不同的人来。实行这个工作。
Because the thing about sowing is this, it takes time.
因为关于撒种呢是需要时间的。
It takes a lot of energy, a lot of effort.
你需要很多时间和精力。
And you could be waiting, 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 and waiting.
你可能需要很多等候的时间。
Suzanne and Ira, we have a plant in our garden.
我们家里呢种了一棵植物。
And we planted it nearly 20 years ago.
我们大概是二十年前种的这个植物。
Every year we're looking for flowers.
每一年我们都等着它来开花。
And we keep waiting.
每一年都很期待，很期待。
And waiting and waiting.
等呀等呀。
Still today we have never seen one single flower.
今都二十年之后了，还没有看到这棵植物开花。
Then we discover why.
然后来我们发现了，找到了原因。
We put it on the wrong side of the fence.
我们把这个花放在一个那个
Because it needs a lot of sunshine.
哦，因为这个植物需要很多的阳光。
And little do we know that our plant has gone next door.
但是我们也没想到，我们植物去到隔壁邻居家。
On the next door side, all the beautiful flowers are there.
然后来我们又看到，原来那个开了花，但是开到隔壁邻居家去了。
For the last 20 years.
就是过去二十年，都是别的邻居享受了那个开的花，我们自己没看见。
We sowed.And they reaped.
就好像我们撒了种，他们来看到这个收成呢。
Amen. Sometimes sowing is also frustrating because it takes time.
有时候撒种会让人觉得很急躁，因为觉得是很需要时间、耐心的一件事情。
Sometimes you know, You sow certain seeds, and within 1 or 2 weeks, something happens.
有的时候我们撒种了，很快一周一两周就看到那个果效了。
But it takes time.
但是需要时间。
Amen. And so with bad seeds also takes time.
有的时候不好的种子呢，也需要时间来长出来。
Have you ever tried clearing your flower bed and you think you cleared everything until next time you go back, things are growing?
很多时候我们来清理我们那个花床的时候，来孕育那个苗的时候，你觉得已经清理干净了，直到你过一段时间再看，哇，很多那些杂草长出来。
They are called weeds.
那些称为杂草。
Seeds that are already in the ground.
那些种子已经在那个土壤里面了。
That you can't see.
当时你是见不到。
But they will grow.
但是它们会长出来。
So in your flower bed, there are good seeds and bad seeds.
所以在你那个花床里面的泥土当中，有好种子也有坏种子。
And they're all going to take time to grow.
所有这种子都需要时间来长出来。
Amen. You think you got away with it?
你觉得你好像没什么关系。
But the seed is still there.
但是那个种子还在里面。
Sooner or later, it will grow.
迟早都会长出来，让你看到。
You think you put a lot of effort in, and you believe in God, you sow faith, you do all kinds of things, but you still can't see it growing.
很多时候你觉得你花了很多精力，你来浇灌，你觉得相信神的话语，但是看不到成果。
Do not lose heart.
所以我们要不要灰心
？The same principle applies.
同样的一个原则。
Many good seeds that you and I have sown, they're gonna be, you're gonna reap them. Hallelujah!
你我所撒的很多好的种子，有一天我们一定会有收成。
Good investments.
这是非常好的一个投资。
Things that you sown 10-20 years ago.
很多很多你在十年、二十年很久以前撒的这个种子。
Things that you have done.4 or 5 years ago,
那些四五年前你所做的事情。
Each seed has its length of time and its seasons and conditions.
每一个种子都有它自己特定的时间和年效。
Especially faith.
特别是信心。
Faith takes time.
信心是需要时间来成长的。
Especially the fruit of the Spirit, it takes time.
同样的，好像圣灵的果子也需要时间来养育，来培育。
It takes time to grow in faith.
需要时间来在信心上成长。
It takes time to know God.
需要成时间来认识我们的主。
It takes time to bear the fruits of the Spirit.
同样，我们也需要时间来结出圣灵的果子。
But because it's a law.
但就是因为这是个定律。
It will happen.
最终一定会发生。
All the effort that you put in.
你所放进去的所有的功夫。
Day in and day out in prayer.
每日每夜你的祷告
Day in and day out seeking the Lord's face
你每日每夜的寻求神的面
Asking for the things for your children and for your future
每日每夜你为你孩子为你他们未来的祷告
Things that we pray about in church
每日每夜我们在教会的祷告
You may have forgotten them
可能有的时候你自己都忘了
But God has collected them
但神把他们所有都收集起来了
They're in the soil
他们就是在那个土壤当中。
And in due season, you will have an harvest.
在那个最后的时候的时候，你一定会看到你的收成。
What gives you the confidence?
什么给你这样的一个信心呢
？Your confidence should not be based on what you see today.
你的信心不取决于你今天所看见的。
Your confidence should be based on what have you sown yesterday.
你信心取决于你昨天所撒的那个种子。
What have you sown last year?
你去年撒了什么种子
？And the year before?
或者前一年你撒了什么种子
？You may have a problem today.
你今天可能有些问题。
And you're asking, Lord, where are you?
你会说神啊，你在哪里
？Your son and daughter may asking you to pray for them.
你的儿女们可能叫你为他们带走带祷。
You could say to them, son, daughter, I have already prayed for you.Last year, the year before, and the year after before that.
你说孩子，你知不知道我早在很久以前就为你代求了。
You will get a harvest.
你一定会得到那个收成。
The Lord will help you.
你说神一定会帮助你。
Because we have sown.
因为我们已经种撒种了。
You have sown.
你已经撒种了。
And the Lord will not forget.
神一定不会忘记。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our confidence is not what we sow today; it's what we sown yesterday.
所以我们今天的信心不是关乎我们今天撒什么种，而是我们在过往所撒的种子。
If you want something to eat,
如果你要吃的
you need to have grown the food yesterday.
那么你今天想有所收成，那么可能是取决于你昨天之前你撒了什么种子。
You can't just sow and say quick.
你不说哦，今天撒种子，我今天就要看到收成。
Because the seeds are not McDonald's seeds.
因为你这个种子不是麦当劳种子哦，即时速食发生的。
Amen. And that is why in the kingdom of God, when you sow into the spirit, it takes time.
所以就好像我们在神的国度里面撒种的时候，是需要时间来慢慢养育这个种子。
And because it takes time,
因为需要时间
，the devil comes along.
很多时候仇敌也会顺着来
，and say to you,
来对我们说
，nothing is happening.
你看，没什么事情发生呗。
Amen. And then we say,
然后我们听了这个声音的时候。
No, you liar.
然后我们说，哇，仇敌，你这个撒谎的人。
If I have sown, I will reap.
你告诉我，我今天撒种就一定会有收成。
And that is why when we are young, get to know this principle.
所以在我们年轻的时候，我们就要知道这个定律。
Even when we're studying, it is sowing.
就算我们在学习，我们也是在收。
When we study hard, we will reap.
我们学习了，就一定会有收成。
But what about in the spirit?
那么在属灵的世界里面呢
？And that is why.It was worth your time going to the, what do you call it these days? Limitless.
所以就是好像你去 Limitless 去参加这种营会也是。
Or you go and do these disciple things.
或者你做这种门徒培训的那个课程。
And your mom and dad drag you to the back of the church.
或者说你的父母拉你来教会听讲道。
And then you have to listen to all these teaching.
或者你要坐下来听那个牧师的讲道。
And then you keep looking at your watch.
然后你啊觉得很闷，你就看手表，什么时候
结束。And you want to hurry up, bring the game out.
然后你好像赶快把手机拿出来打游戏。
You will be so thankful that you spent all your years at the back.
所以你很庆幸你这么多时间，你还是坐在教会的后面听讲道。
Because those things that you learn one day may save your life.
因为那个时候你做你所听的那个道，可能会之后救你的命。
When you become an adult.
当你成人之后。
Or when you are in trouble.
或者你遇到困难的时候。
Or when you really need God.
或者当你真的需要神的时候。
And then suddenly you realize, hey, everybody's getting made redundant in my company except me.
所以你会觉得，哎，为什么我公司里面很多人被炒鱿鱼，但是为什么我还保住那个工作呢？
Amen. And I tell you, it does happen. When you're faithful to God, God is faithful to you.
告诉大家，一定神会发这种事发生。我们信实跟随神，神也会保守信实。
When you're in God, God, you do not abide by the rules of the world.
当我们在神里面，我们不会受这个世界的规律的一个限制。
You sow where the ground is hard, and when you God get you to sow where there is a famine.
所以就是神让你在饥荒当中去撒种。
When God got Isaac to sow into the land where everybody's fleeing the land because it was barren, there was a famine. But God said to Isaac, sow into that land.
在以撒的时候，当时那个全地饥荒，在那个贫瘠的地方，神吩咐他去撒种。
Because God is the one that can make it grow.
因为神是那个让万物生长的神。
Amen.When we walk with God,
当我们与神同行的时候
He does not abide with the rules of the world.
他不会受这个世界的这个规律限制
Amen. And that is why investing in God,
所以一定在神里面投资
is always the safest.
是最安全最好的一个投资
Is it many people will see your success one day?
很多人可能之后很多人见到你很成功
And say, teach me.
啊你来教我你怎么这么成功
Show me.
啊，你做给我看呢，告诉我。
And I just pray one day, one of you or many of you will become so successful in life.
所以我祷告，我们当中有人可能有一天你会非常成功。
Especially you young people become so successful in life.
可能特别我们一些年轻人，你可能在生命当中非常成功。
And then one day they will invite you to the business school and say, lecture on us, tell us what the secret of success is.
可能有一天他们叫你去一个商务的研讨会，叫你分享你成功之道的秘诀。
And then you say,
你会说
I've saved this.MP3 20 years ago a sermon by Joshua Chan, my pastor
你会说你在那个分享会上你会说我会把我20年前听到我牧师那个讲道的内容保留下来
Listen
大家想听一听吗
It's all about sowing and reaping
是关乎撒种和收割的一个故事
Not about my MBA
不是关乎我的那个经济学位
Not about who have I you knowTry to support in my, you know, what sort of dirty things I have done to get to the top.
不是关乎我在背后做那些什么走捷径的一些策略。
Amen. It says in Psalm 126, those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy. He who goes out weeping, bearing the seeds for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, bringing his sheaves with him.
诗篇的126篇的5到6节说流泪撒种的必欢呼收割那带 那带种流泪出去的必欢呼的带禾捆回来。
Sometimes sowing is hard.
有时候撒种是一件不是容易的事情。
Painful.
甚至很痛苦。
You see, the other day I was saying, God, it's been a very long time.
有一天我对神说，神。
When will I see a harvest?
你说有一天我对跟神在对话说，神啊，好像挺长一段时间了，我什么时候可以看到这个收成呢？
And then what the Holy Spirit said to me shocked me.
然后圣灵对我说的话让我很吃惊。
I called you to be a sower.
我呼召你可能只是做那个撒种的人。
I said, what about a reaper?
说那个收割的人呢？
And he remained silent.
然后神就缄默不言。
You see, what happens if God calls you and me keep sowing for him?
如果今天神只叫你我不断地为他撒种，
What happens with all the days of prayer is all sowing.
如果我们所有的那些祷告只是一个撒种呢？
And in God's season, you won't live long enough to be the reaper.
可能在神的主权当中，我们并不会活这么久去看到这个见证那个收割的日子。
What happens if God has ordained other people to reap what you have sown?
或者说神会拣选一些其他的人来收割你所撒种的那个收成呢？
Will you be happy?
你仍然欢喜吗？
My answer is no.
我的自私的答案可能说我不一定很开心。
But then when you read the scripture,
但是读这个经文的时候，
He says you will reap eternal life.
但是他说你会在永恒当中有收成。
In other words, even if we don't see what we sow on this earth, we will see it when we are in heaven.
所以换言之，可能我们在地上的日子，我们没得见证我们所流我们撒种的这个收成。
And the law is, I will reap.
但是那个定律就是我们一定会有收成。
As well.
我们自己也会有收成。
Because it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, I planted, Apollo watered, but God gave the growth. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth.
哥林多前书三章六到七节说，我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神使它生长。可见栽种的算不了什么，浇灌的也算不了什么，唯有神能使它生长。
In the kingdom of God,
在神的国里，
we may not reap,
我们不一定能面对这个收割，
but God sees us with the reaper as one.
因为但是神把这个撒种和收割的人看作一个人。
Amen. So those who enter into our labor, things that we sown for years and years in London, others may later reap.
那些同我们一样来收割我们栽种的那个收成的人，可能是神安排的。
But it says here, both of them, like what Jesus said, both the reaper and the sower will rejoice because they both received their reward.
因为神说，不管是栽种的、收割、撒种的，还是收割的，都必欢呼，因为他们都要得着他们的份。
That's why I say to people who sow.
所以我对那些撒种的人说
，Keep sowing.
不断的去撒种
，Keep watering.
继续的去浇灌撒种。
Don't lose heart.
一定不要灰心
，Because we will reap a harvest.
因为相信你一定有这个收成。
Those people who are reaping.
对那些在收割的人
，A harvest that you have not sown.
可能你收割的是你并没有撒种的那个收成。
Don't be arrogant.
你不要自大。
Don't be prideful.
不要去骄傲。
Be grateful that God is using you as a reaper.
那么只是感恩神来使用你成为那个收割的人。
Amen.
Amen.
So those of us you've been praying.
所以那些我们还在祷告的人。
Some people you've been sowing.
可能是那些在收割的人也好。
The Lord says you will reap a harvest.
神说不管你是撒种还是收割，你都会有收成。
Even if you do not personally reap, but someone else will reap it for you.
或者你自己没有经历那个收割，但是别人也会收割你所撒的种。
And you will rejoice with them.
那么你必须同他们一同来欢呼。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们谢谢你。
That Lord, we help us, O God, to every day make good decisions to sow good seeds.
主，帮助我们在每一天当中做一个好的决定，来撒那个好的种子。
To sow into our spirit.
让我们来顺从圣灵撒种。
To sow into our future.
来为我们的将来撒种。
To sow into our children.
为我们的孩子来撒种
，Our families，
为我们的家人
，Help us to be diligent sowers，
让我们来殷勤的来撒种
，And Lord help us not to lose heart，
主帮助我们不要灰心，不要上当
，Because God we will receive a good harvest，
因为我们相信你所应许的，我们必定有收成
，So I just pray Lord that you encourage every one of us，
主我们祷告求你亲自来鼓励我们每个人
，And also Lord give us strength，
主求你成为我们的力量。
Not to sow into the flesh.
让我们不要顺从肉体来撒种。
Let us not prioritize our flesh.
让我们不要优先来考虑我们的肉体。
But to sow in our spirit instead.
相反的，让我们在我们的圣灵当中撒种。
And I just pray, O God, that you will demonstrate through all of our lives.
主，我们祷告，借着我们的生命来彰显。
And that you will prove it through our young people.
所以是借着我们年轻人的生命来向我们证明
that you can make us successful.
你能让我们成功
not just successful but happy and content.
不管只是按照世界的方式成功，但在你里面有满足
not only because of our talent.
不管只是因为我们的才干
but because of our mom and dad.
而是因为我们的父母为我们的祷告
and also because of ourselves.
也是因为我们自己
what we have sown into our early lives.
是在我们年幼的时候所撒的种子。
I just pray, Lord, that you encourage every parent.
主，我们祷告我们这里的每一个父母。
Do not to give up, but continue to sow.
让我们不要放弃，继续在我们孩子生命当中撒种，为他们祷告。
To pray for our children.
为我们的孩子祷告。
To pray for our families.
为我们的家庭祷告。
To pray for our husbands.
为我们的丈夫祷告。
And our wives.
为我们的妻子祷告。
Because one day.
因为有一天
we will reap our harvest.
我们一定会有灵里的收割
Father, we will not give up.
父王，我们绝不轻易放弃
We will not give up.
我们绝不放弃
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名
And I just pray for people online.
我们为我们线上的弟兄姊妹祷告
Father, that you're going to speak to us.
主啊，求你亲自对我们说话
And that Father, that you're going to motivate us.
主啊，求你亲自来鼓动我们的心
To make the right decisions.
让我们做对的决定
Come into your presence.
让我们来到你的同在里。
To desire your presence.
让我们来渴慕你的同在。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。
Let's all stand.
让我们站立起来。
Jesus, I worship you.Worship, honor, and adore your lovely name. Jesus, I worship you, Lord of lords and King of kings. I worship you. 渴慕你，我。 心深深思念你。
Let's all worship him.
让我们来敬拜他。
The Lord is upon his throne. Let's all worship him.
让我们来敬拜我们的神。
我心渴望渴慕你，我要更加亲近你。你是我唯力量有，当我幻想你恩典不限，我心更加爱慕你。
我的灵，
我的灵心思念你，啊，渴慕你，啊，渴慕你，我灵
那等渴慕你，
我灵，
我灵那等渴慕你。我心深深思念你，在干旱疲乏之地，我心可能渴慕你，我要更加亲近你。你是我唯力量有，当我回想你恩典无限，我心更加爱慕你。
让我们举起手歌舞他，
我的灵歌舞你，我的心思念你，啊，渴慕你，啊，渴慕你，我灵何等渴慕你。心思念你，啊，渴慕你，啊，渴慕你，我灵何等渴慕你。
Father God, we are grateful.
神啊，我们何等感恩。
That as a believer, I can sow into my spirit.
当我们说我们在灵里撒种的时候，
we can sow into the Holy Spirit.
我们也在圣灵当中去撒种。
And through Him,
借着圣灵，
we will reap a fantastic harvest for our lives and for our children.
我们为了我们的生命，为我们的儿女，也会有一个非常大的丰收
成。For our church, for our community.
为着我们的教会，为着我们的社区。
And for those people that we do not know yet.
是对那些我们还未曾认识的人。
Father, use us.
主啊，求你也使用我们。
To be faithful sowers.
让我们是忠心的撒种的人。
And also to be faithful reapers.
让我们也成为那忠心的收割的人。
Whether we reap or we sow,
不管我们在撒种还是收割，
we both rejoice,
我们都一同来欢呼，
when we see the harvest of the Spirit,
当我们看到灵魂的收割的时候，
so I pray for all our young people,
为我们当中所有的青年人祷告，
that their lives will be full of great harvests,
让他们的生命满有好的丰好的收成。
The harvest that come from this diligent sowing.
他们的收成会从那殷勤的撒种中是得来。
For the time that they spent before your presence.
让他们在你面前的同在。
Father, let them reap a great harvest.
主让他们的生命也有极好的收成。
And more harvests to come.
主让我们看到更多的收成已经来到。
And I just pray that all of us, O God,
主我们祷告我们这里的每一个人
will be encouraged to continue to sow.
让我们受到鼓励来继续的去撒种
and continue to do that which is right,
让我们继续的做你眼中的善事
continue to do good,
让我们继续的做你眼中的善事
and not to give up,
而不灰心不丧志
and I pray that this week,
我们祷告在这周当中
that your spirit will encounter us,
让你的灵与我们相遇
and that we will have the power and the energy,
让我们来有你的能力和力量
to do that which you have tasked us to do this week,
来做你所吩咐我们要做的事情
so bless our families,
求你祝福我们的家庭
bless our businesses,
祝福我们的生意
bless our studies and bless our jobs,
祝福我们的工作和我们的学业
and promote us in Jesus' name,
让我们在基督里面 得提升
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Please be seated, if you need prayer come forward,
大家请坐，如果大家有需要，请到前面来，神祝福大家。